Hi there, and welcome to the DS London podcast. I'm your host, Lee, and with me today is...
Harrison, aka Eclipse.
Thanks for tuning in. We're just going to go through some of the brand new Nintendo news. We're going to start with what we were talking about last time. That game went into administration, as we kind of thought was going to happen last time. However, they've been into administration and then come back out of it as well. And they've been brought up by Op Capita, who are the guys who own Comet.
Okay, well, yeah, it's pretty much... Recently, they've like last ditch a buyer's come in. Well, Capita have come in as buyer to save them. That still hasn't stopped them from shutting half their stores. I think they've gone from what having the best part of 650-ish to about 333. I think is the exact number. A third of which has GameStation stores, I should say, which I didn't realize. I thought GameStation as a brand was just done for. To be perfectly honest, but. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, obviously, I guess it's kind of, obviously, it's a relief for those involved, the people who still were clinging on to their jobs, and I think now game can actually get in new releases.
Yeah, they've got the new Wii RPG, Pandora's Tower, in stock, so that's the first Nintendo game they've had in stock since...
God,
wow.
Yes, it's been a while, yeah, Nintendo while. pretty much has stopped...
Because they didn't get Mario Party 9, they didn't get...
Last Story.
And they didn't get Kid Icarus.
Yeah, no, Kid Icarus didn't go there. Tekken didn't, Prime 3D Edition didn't go there either.
Like gold dust to try and find Resident Evil Revelations as well.
Pretty much, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's good. I guess it's good news in a way. It remains to be seen if game can like actually learn from what's gone on in the last couple of months. Yeah. Make a better go of things this time around, but I mean it is a bit of a relief in a way, because you don't want to see like a high street specialist selling video games go under anyhow. I mean,
you can like complain about their prices sometimes.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
In the end, having somewhere where there's like a focal point for games in the end
I think that's important for gamers in this country, and obviously the industry in a way as well. But you know. Obviously, clearly, there's something that the management of game are going to have to learn from it, so let's hope that they do.
Just hope they don't just have stores next to each other like they did sometimes.
Yeah, I don't think...